downtown.
You too.
Yeah, downtown. We're going downtown and that.
All right, what about Jackson?
Jackson, we say up to Jackson.
Up to Jackson.
And
it's the highest point in the
What
city.
About New Orleans?
Down to New Orleans.
Okay, what about say,
over to Shreveport, over to Alexandria, and out to Brookhaven.
Why would they say out now to Brookhaven?
I don't know, it's out that way. Out to Brookhaven. We're going
say
out
down
to
Brookhaven?
No,
no. Over he to didn't say, do you want to go over to Brookhaven today or
I
out?
Well, I wouldn't go if she said down Brookhaven.
We'd say over to Brookhaven. Over. That's what we'd say.
Yeah.
That's my home, you
that's
see.
He'd
say,
the distance.
I've been thinking we'd go over to Brookhaven today.
Now, why do you find that people do that?
Well, this is just one of the interesting things about the way
he can't get back. Well, he wanted an excuse to go back because his girlfriend was over there. So we, us, Marty, got ready and pulled out, and we stayed. It was taking us 2 weeks to do the to go in to come and
you
stay
went in
with
the car.
Her. Yeah, we went in the car, and so when he come back, she stayed 3 weeks, and he had to carry her back, and that was the best excuse in the world to get back. Well, he went to work for the Western Electric and got married.
So the girl he went back to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, when
well,
he went back
to that. He went to all that trouble.
Been to California.
Well, he's been in the service in several states. I've been to Memphis. My brother lived there and died, and I went to his funeral. And that's about the only states I've been.
When I grew up, I had no idea I'm going to be the folks that laughed at me. Some were fishing buddies. I intended to be a hobo ride freight. Well, nothing else. Now they can tell me there wasn't no cars to tell me either. And I did ride freight trains around over the country. So that's the only way you can go. Run into a lot of. I read a lot of these books about A number one, and you know, them guys, have you ever read much about them?
They have a
reunion each year, and they have a president. They college graduates.
Turn it off. And then
all right. I'm not a doctor, but I have a brother
that's a doctor.
The inside hard part of a cherry is its the little hard inside part of a cherry.
It's a seed?
Alright.
A kernel, a seed, a kernel. No, it's a seed.
Alright, the inside hard part of a peach.
That's a kernel. The seed, the kernel. Yeah, that's a kernel.
Alright. There are two kinds of peaches according to whether they come away from the seed easy.
Clear seed, what we call them.
Now that's the one that comes away easy?
Yeah.
What's the other kind?
That's a prick gun. The press.
Press.
Yeah, I said press. Press peaches and clear seeds.
All right. The inside of an apple is its.
It's got a core on the inside.
And the seeds are inside.
Yeah, inside the core.
Dried pieces of apple.
Dried are called dried apples.
And you ever call them snits?
No.
All right. The kind of nut that grows underground, we talked about a little bit yesterday.
A nut that grows underground?
That
tater? No, that's not a nut.
We talked about what they would call yesterday. Peanuts, they're called.
Oh, yeah, peanuts and choofies. Did you ever hear of a choofy?
No, what's a choofy?
Well, a choofy looks like a bunch of grass. And you can pull it up, it's full of little old teeny things about like this. And you let them get dry and wash them good and eat them.
Is that
right? Yeah, choofy.
Choofy?
Yeah.
Are they like nuts?
No, they're not like even like a peanut. They're just a little old thing. It's meaty, and it don't have a seed in it, I don't think, because I know Papa used to watch his choofy patch, and he'd say them old geese is in the choofy patch, and they get down at that root and eat every one of those choofies up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How'd you eat them? You just ate them?
You pull them up and let them get dry and wash them good and just go on and eat them.
I see it wasn't something you put in cooking.
No.
You just ate them.
It's like them.
And now there's a kind of nut that you'll find out in the woods sometime, or it falls off a tree. It's the kind that has an outside covering and then an inside covering.
That's a walnut.
All right, now the outside covering is
the hull.
All right, and the inside covering is
a nut. It's a meat. A regular.
You take the hull off, and then there's another hard.